I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum from my side. Razia Najafi is here.
And me, Farman Ali Ma'asumi. Welcome to your own program, A Muslim Lady. Inshallah, we will continue the topic of hijab.
Hijab. It is very interesting and very practical.
So in our previous episode, we discussed the verse number 59 of Suratul Ahzab. The chapter of Ahzab.
And today we are going to discuss the Suratun.
The very famous Surah of Quran, Suratun Nur.
And you know, I like the name Nur, light.
Itself is
you know, whole Quran is Nur. But Surah Nur is more focused about women issues. So
women issues.
It means so, Allah loves us so much.
Nurun ala Nur.
Nur, yes, yes.
Yeah. So Surah Nur, verse number 30 and 31.
Why 30?
30, you know, maybe our listeners, they know 30, verse number 30 is regarding the hijab of men.
Oh, there.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first he orders men to do hijab, you know.
Because, you know, Surah Nur is Surah of modesty,
chastity.
Yeah, because it starts with the topic of modesty, you know.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's I think, very outstanding that Allah first addressing men and then women.
Yeah, I think men are very important. If men control themselves, then women automatically, they will not expose themselves. Because women expose themselves to attract men. So Allah orders men to do hijab first. Because I think if men control their hijab, they control their eyes, their gazes, then automatically women will control themselves. Because women, why they don't do hijab? Why they expose themselves? For whom? Usually.
Sometimes they just want to follow the fashion.
The reason, I think, is men. If men don't look at them, men don't follow
exactly,
them.
Exactly, yeah, you're right.
Then definitely they would not do this much.
And I think because for men, it's more difficult to control his eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and everything starts with looking, with gazing. So you look someone, then you chat, and then you go physically near
first
to that person.
You exchange your looks.
Yeah.
Then exchange some smiles. After smiles, you exchange chatting and talks. Then there starts the other.
So therefore, and men mostly likes to look
see
and watch,
and
and women mostly, you know, the psychologists, they say they like to expose and they like to show.
They like to be seen.
Seen, yes, yes.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ
Absar. The first command, you know, focuses on basar.
Allah says, control your gazes.
Amazing.
And then says يَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ Then says control your private parts.
And what about women?
وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ The next ayah, 31, verse number 31, Allah says وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ Three things.
So, yeah, for men, two.
Yeah, two.
And for women,
three things.
It's interesting.
The same first thing to women also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, control your gazes.
Exactly.
Lower your gazes.
Protect your
private parts. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ And don't expose your beauty.
Yeah, your adornments. Because she has more adornment compared to men.
Definitely. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, control and don't show, don't expose your beauty, your outer beauty. There are exceptions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all the exceptions here, which I think in details it's not necessary to discuss with our listeners. But just some of them I will share with our listeners. إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا The first exception, the parts which usually women show, they are exposed.
Like face, hands.
Face, hands.
That's it.
Hands until your wrist, these two parts, your face and your hand.
Yeah, because we need it, you know, for our some activities, like for normal life, we have to, you know, open up our face. Mashallah, our listeners, they know the Sharia, and our hands.
And your hands. Until your wrist. These two parts, they are not necessary to...
And maybe illa ma dhahara minha, like here we have to refer some sayings of Ma'asumin alayhi salam and the seerah of our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And according to some ahadith, I think for example, the ring which we wear, for example, ring of aqiq, it's exceptional. You know, it doesn't count to adornment. Or maybe putting some cajal, some eyeliner, which were surma, we call it in Arabic, like which were healthy in that time. So something if you want to put, and it's for sawab or for health reason,
you can expose, you can show.
So we have to refer according to our marja.
Razia, suddenly one point came in my mind that in this part of ayah, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ you remember in one of our programs you mentioned that Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha, that one day Holy Prophet came with a blind companion and she said to Holy Prophet that I am not in hijab, so please wait, so I will put on my veil, then you can come.
Yes, I remember.
So here there is another incident that one day Holy Prophet came with another blind companion and in his house his two wives, Hazrate Maymuna and Hazrat Umme Salma, they were there and they didn't want to cover themselves.
Okay.
Because they said, this is blind companion, so it's not necessary to cover ourselves. Yeah. But Holy Prophet said, he is blind, but you are
not blind.
Opposite of what Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha said.
Exactly.
Which shows that the ma'rifa of Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha, that herself she says that he is blind, but I'm not blind. I have to put my veil and put my covering.
Yeah, especially I have to cover even my eyes. You know, I shouldn't look at him.
At him.
Yeah, with maybe, you know, maybe we get interested in any kind of outer beauty.
So, yeah, because this is natural. Allah has kept this attraction for both men and women.
Exactly.
Each other.
So this is our test, and if we pass, we will get the high reward,
out of it.
And I just love the saying of Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam. He says, "Zakatul Jamal ala ifaf." And I'm just thinking, like the zakat, the purification of your beauty, is modesty. Yeah. So because women has more beauty, more attraction compared to men, therefore she has more things to cover up and more levels of hijab. Because sometimes the girls they object very unfortunately, rudely, and they say, why men, you know, they shouldn't cover that much, why we have extra hijab compared to him.
We I
take it very positively. I say, you know, for example, if you are a rich guy, you have to give more sadaqah and more khums and more zakah.
More taxes.
Exactly. If you don't have it, don't give it. If you have it, you have to share it. So the same way, it shows that, wow, you know, we are the manifesting the attributes of Allah, which contains jamal and beauty.
So
it's
beautiful.
So amazing. Like, I'm giving more zakat compared to men. So I have to take it in a very positive
way.
You
are more wealthier.
Yeah.
And more you have.
Yeah. Jamal of
jamal.
Allah. Tabarak wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. What a beautiful point you mentioned.
Thank you.
Illa ma zahara minha wal yadribna bi khumurihinna ala juyubihinna. They should put scarf on their chest.
Yeah, this is very important.
Very important.
You know, nowadays, this modern kind of hijab, like you cover your hair very nicely, but your chests are open because you're wearing very tight clothes, and then sometimes you're not putting your scarf upon your chest. So I think this is very important.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions each and every single detail about hijab.
I feel Allah is just watching, observing our body and giving so much value. You know, like you feel so much special in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah is designing all this
amazing, heavenly dress. And His Prophet, they are paying
So, waliyadhribna means scarf, that whatever piece of clothes. Ala juyub means, your chest.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Your neck and your chest.
And I truly say to my sisters, my daughters, if they are listening to us, that, you know, please sit some few minutes and reflect on this special and very amazing ayah of chapter Nur, ayah number 31. Because 31 and 30... Exactly. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala directly, you know, just addressing us, and we have this honor to say labbaik to Him. So if you sit alone, if you reflect on it, you will get a lot of light, nur in your heart, and you would love hijab.
وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. And women should not expose and show their beauty, because beauty is something which attracts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I love the list of maharim.
Yeah.
Like in men, some are mahram. Like we can show our beauties in front of them. Like it's not
it's
necessary.
A big list,
And some people
not only your husband and father and brother. There are so many other people.
Exactly.
Yeah. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, as you said, I will tell you, إِلَّا لِبَعُولَتِهِنَّ.
Number
one. For their husband.
Amazing.
أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ. For their fathers.
Or maybe.
Maybe grandfather.
Grandfather, yeah.
Father
definitely.
Here in Quran means all the, fathers of your father. And أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ. Your husband's father also.
Oh, like father-in-law. So
amazing.
Amazing, amazing.
He's also mahram for you.
Mm-hmm.
أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنَّ. Her brothers. أَوْ أَبْنَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ. Her?
Yeah, husband's children.
Yeah, your own children.
Yeah.
And your husband's children.
So this, you know, like people, they ask me a lot this question, like if they want to adopt a baby, but not adopt. Sometimes you want to remarry. You want to remarry. For example,
Maslan, your husband has one, you know, boy from ex-wife. So that boy is mahram for you.
For me as a wife, and also for my children, if I had also some children.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes they don't want to remarry. They say, oh, how can I marry this guy? Because he has a children and I have a children. Then, you know, my daughter would be namahram with my second husband. No, it's not like that.
So unfortunately, we are running out of time. We have to say goodbye to our listeners. So, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed a lot.
I hope our listeners too.
Our listeners, they have enjoyed a lot because the wordings of Allah tabaraka ta'ala is full of attraction, full of, like, you know, just touching our heart. Thank you so much for being with us. Fi amanillah.
Fi amanillah.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.